Operation Jungle, written by John Shobrook and read by Ant Neat, with an introduction by Matthew Condon and an afterword by Quinton Dempster.
Just months after Douglas John Shobrook was born and quickly adopted out into the world in the late autumn of 1948, the pieces of a great and corrupt machine were quietly moving into place. At the Brown Brick Police Depot on Petrie Terrace, in Brisbane's Inner West, a young man named Terence Murray Lewis started his 9-week training course to become a Queensland police officer. Lewis, then 20, lived at the police barracks for the duration of the course and bragged to fellow trainees about his hopes of being posted to a country town as soon as possible, where he could cop a slingback from SP bookmakers. Down at the Criminal Investigation Branch, in an old former church building at the corner of Elizabeth and George Streets, Sub-Inspector Frank Bischoff, known as the Big Fella, had established himself as the state's leading detective, with an almost perfect murder resolution sheet. Bischoff had steadily risen through the ranks despite his penchant for shortcuts and fabricating evidence. He was a chronic gambler and excessive drinker, and he had a keen eye for illicit cash. Bischoff had learnt a lot during World War II about graft, protection kickbacks, and how to get away with police corruption when thousands of American troops were stationed in his city to defend the so-called Brisbane Line. An American general, Douglas MacArthur, had his headquarters in Edward Street. Bischoff, however, had become enmeshed in the city's sly grog rackets, illegal gambling dens, and lucrative prostitution parlours. He would take those skills, learnt in times of an enforced black market, into the future. Also at the CIB in the late 1940s was a young detective named Tony Murphy, who was a rapidly ascending star in the force at the time Shobrook was taken in by his adoptive parents, Alfred and Sarah Shobrook, and settled in Anglesey Street in Kangaroo Point. Before Shobrook turned one, another officer completed his training at the Queensland Police Barracks, Jack the Bagman Herbert. Herbert would later help mastermind a corrupt system within the police force known as the Joke. Begun as a means of securing ready cash through bribe money, the Joke would creep like a virus through almost every part of Queensland life. Shortly after Herbert began his calisthenics and legal exams at the Petrie Barracks, while young Shobrook was not yet old enough to attend primary school, the final piece in the puzzle was installed. Glendon Patrick Hallahan, a former cane cutter and Royal Australian Air Force aircraft apprentice, joined the force. He could have been a son to Bischoff. Both men were born in Toowoomba, and they shared a taste for fancy clothes and for the retrospective invention of evidence to suit a crime.